Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see Kevin Hart is in a wheelchair?
No.
He's okay.
What happened?
He's such a clown. He got injured racing a former NFL running back, it says. He tore some muscles.
Who's he racing?
Who was he racing? Who was this guy? You know, I don't know sports very well here.
I feel you.
Stefan Ridley.
Oh, he was not racing.
Is it Stephen? Stefan?
It's Stefan.
Stefan. Stefan. Well, it's spelled S-T-E-V-A-N, and you lost me at athlete. Anyway, he used to play for the Patriots, I'm assuming, because he's in a Patriots uniform. Is that right?
Oh,
yeah,
bro.
He's in a Patriots uniform. He must have played for the Patriots.
He tried to race Mr. Ridley?
Yeah, and apparently he tore his lower abdomen.
Okay.
Wow,
so his abdominal muscle.
I think I just had a stroke on the air.
Are you okay?
Yes, but why can't I say
Are you sure?
abdomen? Abdomen. What is wrong with me? He tore his stomach, okay?
Wow.
And then he also apparently tore his abductors, which are also in that area. But so yeah, he was trying to race against him, the 40-yard dash, and Kevin Hart is 40 years old himself.
Well, that's what he gets for being so funny. He be making people bust the gut. Finally, he busts his own.
Now he can't laugh or it's going to hurt. See? That's what you get.
Ah, good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Huepa.
Buenos dias. I was cooking dinner last night and had onions in it, and I swear my eye has not stopped watering since
Still?
I got this. I swear. I was crying in the kitchen. If you had called me, you would have thought something was wrong.
Allie was wrong. I'm making dinner.
I was watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta crying because I was still crying.
Over
the
both?
There's nothing sad about it.
Dang. What?
So, my eyes been watering anyway. How you doing, DZ? What's going on?
I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Today's a little bit cooler.
Oh, yesterday was something else.
It was steamy, y'all. And today ain't going to be that much cooler, but a little bit, a few degrees.
There was a point last night where I had gotten out of the shower after being at the pool, and it was 5 p.m.
Of course, you still went to the pool.
Of course I did. It was great. I never got out of the pool, though.
Oh, of course not.
It was too hot.
Yep.
And the light started flickering at my house. And I went, if my electricity goes out right now.
Because of the heat. If I got a short.
I'm going to lose it.
Well, everybody's running their AC.
Yeah.
Everybody's got everything on right now. Everybody was inside.
Exactly. So I said, if my AC goes out right now, everybody's going to suffer.
If y'all blow this grid,
we're all going to be miserable because I'm not doing it. I mean, I had that freak out moment because they flickered a few times around 5 p.m. And I thought,
it better not.
It's the power and the heat.
It better not, because you know you'd have to probably leave the house to go cool off somewhere else again.
But I will say, I was very proud of myself because yesterday I was at the pool. And my girlfriend says to me, your legs look so tan. I'm so proud of you. You finally did it, Allie.
Your legs?
I never show my legs. Like, I dare anyone to find a picture of me in shorts. You won't.
Wait, what do you mean?
I do not like my thighs.
But you wear dresses?
To my knee.
You wear swimsuits?
When I have to.
but then you be in the water.
But then I get in the water.
Oh, yeah. You don't like showing your legs.
And if I'm like I'll wear a bikini now that I've had all that skin removal, but I still will wear shorts a lot of times over my bottoms. Mm-hmm. I won't just walk around.
Ah.
I'm very self-conscious about my thighs. And she's like, your legs are always so white. And I go, because I don't wear shorts.
Because you never see them.
Because you don't see them. So she was like, I'm so proud, Allie. Your legs are tan. I said, I've been working hard for you.
Thank you for noticing.
I've been trying to put them out more and get more comfortable with them. And I am.
Because
it's just something I will never wear in public. Barely.
You won't be caught. You got to be caught lacking yeah. if somebody catches you out in shorts.
You'll see me in capris. You'll see me in yoga pants that go to my knee. You probably will never see me in shorts.
You like the long shorts.
Yeah.
You wear big basketball shorts, huh?
No. That okay. feels too dudish. Then I don't feel like a feminine anymore. Then we've lost all femininity and I'm out. So the basketball okay. shorts are a no-go for me.
But long lady shorts.
No, yoga pants. You wear yoga pants, shorter yoga pants.
Oh, so basically capri yoga pants.
That's right.
Yeah, the three-quarter yogas, three-quarter pants.
Look at me, I'm wearing capris today. You're not going to find me in shorts, even on the hottest day of the year. It's the hottest day of the year. Mm-hmm. What is something you will never go in public?
Gee, I feel the same way about socks.
What do you mean?
Dog, you will not catch me out in public. I mean, it is a cold day in any city, any town, any country.
With or without?
Without. You will never catch me without. I got socks on. I don't care. I will be barefoot. Still got socks on. No shoes, no flippy floppies, chanclas, nothing.
You wear them to bed?
Still got socks on. No, I don't wear them to bed.
Oof,
but
pew. Thank goodness.
I'm borderline. You know what I'm saying? I got sensory things, so I can't wear them to bed.
I'm but borderline. I have issues.
In public? Out in public. You will. If I'm in chanclas, if I'm out at Target, if I'm at the store, if I'm going anywhere, I mean, I could count on one hand how many times I've been out in public without socks on in my adult life.
I feel that way about shorts. I could name the 5 times I've been in public in shorts. And I was worried about it the whole time. Were you worried about the socks the whole time?
The most subconscious thing about my life is my feet.
And nobody's looking at your feet. Nobody's looking at my legs. And all we're thinking about are those things.
But the second somebody looks down, you go,
Look at me. Look away.
Hide my toes. Hide my legs.
I'm going to blind you with my white legs.
Don't look at me.
Deezy's going to blind you with his falcon
nasty
nails.
Feet. That's what my feet say when you look at them.
You're so funny. All right.
Dogs be barking.
Tell us something that you will never wear or be seen out in public. 414-533-1037. For me, it is shorts. For DZ, you'll never see him without socks on. Mm-mm. Just period. What do you never catch you outside in? Let us know next. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. Kiss FM. I will challenge anyone. Find a pair of me in shorts. You won't. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Somebody's going to find a picture of you in a pair of shorts.
Good luck. Allie and DZ. Good luck.
Good luck. Allie and DZ. I love it.
Ryan's in Calabama. Ryan, we're going to go to him first because we're talking about things you would never be caught outside in public in. For DZ, he won't be caught out without socks.
Nah, I got socks on every day.
No matter what.
I'll be at the beach with socks on.
Okay, which is crazy. And me, I won't wear shorts, which is probably crazy too. But here we are. Ryan, good morning. Where is he?
Kill everybody.
There he is.
Go ahead and kill everybody.
He's the man.
I'm the man.
Warming up his vocal cords this morning.
Ryan, you know I've never. You ever see me in shorts? No, you never will.
No, I Facebook stalked you and I couldn't find a photo with you in shorts.
See, thank you.
How far did you scroll, Ryan? How far did you go?
I scrolled.
He was in 2013, and he was like, "Nope, no shorts."
Rabbit hole. He said, "Nope."
I was down the black hole of Allie's face photos. So.
I love that I gave you a challenge though, and you went through my Facebook and you saw there are thousands of pictures over the years, and you're never going to find one of me in shorts because I don't wear them outside because I don't like my thighs.
Wow,
isn't that funny?
Interesting. Yeah. I guess I never thought about it.
We all have our moments.
Until
I'm the same way, though. Uh-huh. I don't like wearing shorts either. I mean, it's very rare.
Yeah.
I'm very rare that I wear shorts.
I guess I never have. Have I seen Ryan in shorts? I don't know.
I don't think I have. I
wear them to volleyball. That's the only time, really. And if I do wear them out, my brother-in-law or somebody, when I wear them, will call me out. They'll be like, "You're in shorts.
Look at this dude's shorts. Look at Ryan's legs.
Look at them legs. They match the parking lot lines when you park in your car.
Dude, today, I got to put my shades on."
That's what my girlfriend kept saying. She's like, "Your legs are so white. You have to." She goes, "Your chest, your arms, everything is so tan." And then I see your legs and it's ridiculous. And I go, "I know."
No, there's some people that really won't. I've been at the gym and seen people in jeans. There's some people that just never wear
at
shorts.
At the gym,
right hand to Bob.
I wore pants yesterday. It felt great. Didn't mind it at all.
I had pants on and even DZ was like, "Why do you have pants on?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah. Because I don't wear shorts." Even skirts are usually go to my knees.
Pants and a hat.
Which is funny.
We'll never leave the house with them without them.
Pants and a hat. Man, working class man right there, man. I respect it. For sure. Appreciate
the call,
man.
Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Hey, love y'all. Happy Thursday.
Yes, sir. Love, man. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Danny is in Oak Creek, and we were not able to get him on yesterday, so we have got to get him on today. We were so busy. We had so many people on hold yesterday. Danny. Took her out.
What up?
What up? Danny, what's something you won't be caught outside in?
I am in shorts and either Crocs or dudes year-round.
He doesn't wear
pants.
It's no pants, Danny.
No, he's the opposite. Shorts all year. Croc weather no matter what.
He's got a new name. No pants, Danny.
No pants, Danny.
That's our guy.
No pantalones.
Wepa.
Somebody texted in and said low-rise jeans. I'm one of the only people on the planet who still likes low-rise jeans. But I will once in a while. So I've started wearing the mom ones occasionally.
Oh, the high jeans.
Well, high-rise is mom jeans. Uh-huh, and that's what everybody's wearing now. So.
I mean, even I got some high-rise.
Well, if you don't like your stomach, you hate.
About that.
Yeah, if you don't like your stomach, you hate low rise. Like, there's nobody. I hate my bottom half, and I like my stomach, so I don't mind the low rise.
I hear it. Yeah.
But low rise are a lot of people hate them. They're just annoying. So Danny wears no pants.
No pants. Low rise shorts.
The only time I gotta wear pants is at work, and it's a struggle.
He's the type that as soon as he gets home, you know, the first things he's doing.
He's in his underwear my kid.
I straight off take him off at work and switch him. Home mode.
He doesn't even wait. He gets in home mode before he gets in the car. Say less, Danny.
Yep. Danny,
dog.
We heard you.
We're going to talk to you later,
fam. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Saucy Sandra texted in and said, pajama pants, never wear your PJs in public, people. Sorry, I am guilty of that quite often. In fact, once a weekend at least. Saucy Sandra, everybody's wearing pajamas in public now. Haven't you seen Kanye's line? It's all sweatpants.
Yogas are sweats. PJ pants look like sweats.
We wear sweats.
Man, even jeans look like basically your
jeans are sweats now.
They got jorts.
Jeggings,
there you go.
Let's go to Justin in Sheboygan. Last call. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? Talk to us. What's you will or won't be caught in public in?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with UDZ. I got to have my socks.
What's it with you guys and the feet?
It's a feet
thing. Everywhere I go, I have socks on.
No matter what.
I wear socks to bed.
What?
Even to bed.
Why?
My feet get cold.
my toes be chilly.
Justin's dainty little toes.
My piggies need a blankie.
He's like, come here, honey, cuddle up to my feet.
Hey, Justin, let me guess. You don't like feet, dog.
What?
You don't like feet, huh?
No, not really.
No, they're just cold.
No, his
they're
toes
just
is
cold.
I'm over here going, I just don't like feet. I don't like people looking at
Treat Yourself Thursday, where we talk about local food news. And it's all brought to you by Wendy's, one of our favorite places to eat. Because, you know, they got the Baconator at Wendy's, and they're open late night. Till midnight or later, hours may vary. Yes.
I'm weak for Wendy's.
I love me some Wendy's. All right. Did you see that they have been all over town filming Top Chef?
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. Since we're talking about food news, I thought this is so relevant. Kristen Kish, the host of Top Chef now, who previously was on the show, she's been spotted out all over town trying some of our local places like The Elegant Farmer, where the best apple pie lives on the planet. Said what I said.
And you stood on it, man. I believe it.
You ever had the apple pie in a bag?
I haven't. I'm missing out. I know people have talked about it before.
Don't even look at me.
I'm sorry.
Don't even look at me right now.
I'll leave.
Well, it's almost fall, and that means you and I and Sammy and Aaron and maybe my kids if I'm in the mood to bring them.
Maybe the
boys. Are going to go do a family activity. Maybe my kids.
Let's go.
You got to go there. They have a train you can ride.
Oh,
the Elegant Farmer. You can pick apples. You can get an apple pie in a bag. It's delish.
No, that sounds real Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Putting food or drinks in a bag?
Oh, it's
that's mad Hispanic.
I'm in.
You had me at bat.
Yeah. They've been filming all over the place. They're filming in Milwaukee and Madison, Top Chef. But, you know, on their own, we see them out and about. So
doing their own thing.
We may see them filming at Elegant Farmer. Because it wouldn't surprise me if they went out, let's say, to Elegant Farmer and wherever out here in Maguanago-ish and said, we'd like to get food for the show, like using it from local farms.
Well, and then they could vet the locations before they film there, get clearances. They go, you know, then they shout it out, patron the business, all that good stuff. stuff too, right?
Exactly.
Now that makes sense.
They were also spotted out at Three Brothers. What is Three Brothers?
I think that's over in my neck of the woods,
is
man.
It?
Yeah, that's in the Bayview area, if I'm not mistaken.
I bet it is.
My wife and I have been told about it, you know.
Sure is.
Shout out to my guy, Matty Rock. He actually put us on. We haven't gotten a chance to go because as soon as we found out about it, COVID hit. And then we forgot about it.
Oh, no.
But every time it gets brought up, I'm like, dang it, Three Brothers.
Yep,
my
right
number's
there.
Three. Why wouldn't I go to Three Brothers?
It is by you. Not far. I see the Cactus Club.
Yep.
I see Good Kind. I see all these restaurants and then Three Brothers.
That's
all right.
Over in BV.
It is. It really is. Okay, across from Balua Park. Did I make that up?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but yes.
Brenton Park? Who cares? The point is, you may see Top Chef filming around town, and we think that's really cool.
That's
so keep
fire.
Your eyes out.
That
I
is
love
fire.
It. Let's get into What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Hold on. This is about a coworker people don't like?
Yeah.
Who wrote this? You better not have been you.
No, I didn't write this.
It's not about a girl named Sally.
This comes from someone anonymous. And they said, I work at a different radio station.
With a girl named Mally. And she's really annoying.
It's Mally and Meezy. not Ellie and D. No.
All right, what is that? What did we really get?
So Josefina wrote in.
Yeah.
I think it's Josefina, but you know.
Okay.
Josefina.
I'll take your word. don't ask me.
Said, do I tell my coworker people don't like them?
Okay.
I work in a restaurant and we have a pretty small staff. There's only 5 servers on staff and usually only 3 of us working at a time while we're open for brunch lunch. We recently hired a new server after someone put in there 2 weeks. The new girl is really high energy and talkative, which doesn't really bother me, but it seems like everyone else is always complaining about her or something she did. Like I said, I don't have any problems with her. She's very nice, super helpful, and I genuinely feel like that if she maybe toned it down a little bit, people would open up to her more. She doesn't seem like the type of person to take the hint, quote unquote, and more of a blunt conversation kind of person.
She sounds great.
but I don't think we know each other well enough yet. What should I do? I want to see her succeed, so should I tell her how people feel about her? Ooh. Josefina.
Well, Josefina.
We got to help Josefina out, man.
What do you think?
Again, the whole thing is you don't know her.
Yeah.
She's realistically new. And is it your place to say something to somebody
Sounds
in this
like
scenario?
You're very involved in information or business you don't need to be worried about.
I mean, but you're worried about somebody, you know, you want them to be accepted.
Yeah.
You know, that I'll tell you one thing right now. Josefina's a people pleaser. She wants everybody to be in unison.
Yes.
And it also sounds like New Girl is a very much so people pleaser. And this might be why they're gravitating towards each other, because Josefina understands her.
Yes.
Maybe Josefina was her at one point starting off fresh, right?
Oh, like it's all projection. Like she sees something in this girl that's triggering her, which is so us as people in general. Usually it's about you anyway. Let's be real.
But I don't think she should say anything. She doesn't need to cause any discord between her, between any of the other existing coworkers or the new coworker that's there. Mm-hmm. What she can do, though, and something that I think is actually really smart, I'm going to pat myself on the back before I say this,
because
I thought of a good one today.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Go to HR.
Put
in an anonymous tip, if you will, because it's not really a complaint. Just go, hey, you know, I've been hearing some things between coworkers, and I'd like the coworker that's being spoken about to be let know. You know, hopefully management can do something about that. Being put in a position, when you manage people, you got to manage these kinds of things. I don't think Josefina's a manager.
That's
you're
what
just
I'm
a coworker,
saying. That's why she's totally out of line right now. This is not, you're not a manager, Josefina.
No.
Let it go.
Only now, if you're trying to do it as a friend, I see you maybe going, hey, girl, you know, tone it down a little bit. I can see you going up to somebody and somebody you feel comfortable with, but you straight up said, Josefina, you don't know each other well enough yet.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the bonding experience that makes y'all close? Because then there might be a whole little divide, and I would side versus side on who likes who, and look at them little pretty Miss Thanks Perfect over there doing everything.
You know what I don't like is how she's like, oh, she's super helpful and nice, but people just don't like her. What's then they just don't like her personality. Is she doing her job? Is she getting stuff done?
Sounds like it to me.
If it's a personality, personality thing. Good. Welcome to the world. People with bad personalities you got to deal with. Welcome to the world.
Welcome to a good one. This should be refreshing, but it's not.
Yeah.
So she wants to know if she should say something. I say no. You don't. Don't say anything to anybody directly. Leave this in the management's lap. This is what management. This is what HR is for. They handle these kinds of things. You be hands off, please.
We'll take your calls and your texts next for sure. Because I like your advice, DZ. I agree with that. What do you guys think? 414-533-1037.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, I feel like your advice was pretty sound.
Thank you.
Today. I said today.
Mark the day. The day DZ gave good advice and Allie agreed.
Dun, dun, dun. Josefina wrote in, wants to know if she should tell her coworker people don't like him. But the coworker seems to be happy, just a little too talkative and blunt, and people don't like her.
High energy, really about it. Probably a people pleaser.
I don't see the problem.
Doing too much.
The people pleaser is a problem.
That's a strong quality that people sometimes are like, ew, stop it.
Why the people gotta, pleasing?
The, yeah, like you seem a little too perfect. It comes off as like fake. Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to suck it up because you're not the boss and you have to be fake. Sometimes we go to work and we smile in our boss's face when we're not in the mood. And I actually have no issue. I mean, usually I'm happy.
Those are other jobs. I feel like we can be direct.
You know what I'm saying, though? Lots of people go to work and don't like the people they work with and smile and go home and mind their own business.
You got to put up and shut up.
Sometimes.
Honestly.
If you ain't the manager, if you want me to keep it real. All right. Let's just go to Amanda in Racine this morning. Amanda! We almost missed it. I got nervous.
No, we good, Amanda.
That gave me a heart attack. When I asked her if she had some advice this morning, she said, well, I don't know if it's good advice, but I have some. I said, join the party, Amanda.
Get in on the club.
How are you? Welcome to the show. You fit right in.
Bad club. Exactly. Bad advice club. No, Amanda, so what do you say? How do you help Josefina now? What do you think?
I think she should actually be friends with this coworker. This coworker sounds like a lot of fun. I'd be friends with this person.
And if the coworker is always trying to people please, they're always going to make sure you're happy.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But would you?
When I used to work at Old Navy, I had a friend that she was drunk once, and she was a boss. She was having fun on the register with me, and we were having a great time.
Drunk people handling money sounds really.
Everybody
healthy.
Got the correct change that day,
you know
except
it.
Old Navy. Wow.
But no, so Amanda, you're saying just let it go and be friends with her. Don't even make it a consequence.
Yeah, have some fun.
Bring her into your arms. Don't worry about everybody else's.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about other people.
Let's so Amanda to be inclusive.
Well, of course. Come on now.
I get that. Amanda, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Christina is in Milwaukee this morning. We're talking about Josefina, who wrote in and said, nobody likes her coworker. Should she tell them? Christina!
Good morning.
Christina's delivering Amazon packages.
Hey.
Go, girl.
I saw something that said...
I agree with Amanda and DC. I don't think she should, like, tell the coworker that other people don't like her.
Yeah.
And seems just let it be and become friends with her. I mean, she says she works in a restaurant. So the other people, I'm wondering if they're getting mad because, like, almost every restaurant you tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if, since she's so outgoing, if she's getting better tips and that's why they don't like her.
She's coming in stealing the show. And so they're going, you messing with our money.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no matter what, I'm going to tip my server, but if you're coming and checking on me and you have, like, a bubbly personality, I will tip you more than someone who looks annoyed having to serve me when that's your whole job.
Stank face.
That's the thing.
You want more Sprite?
How
yes,
are you
going to
be mad people are happy at work? Like, oh, someone's in a good mood and that annoys you?
Right.
You're the problem, okay?
Ooh.
And by the way, somebody texted in and said, why does she need to change who she is for acceptance? Don't squash her shine just to please others. Come on now. Do better. Like, let her live.
No, I hear that 100% for sure, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yesterday, in between Amazon routes, I went out to eat. It was just a fast food restaurant, mm-hmm. but the employees, like, were just staring at me, like, weird the whole entire time. Like,
and that makes you uncomfortable.
As if, why are you eating here?
Yeah. You're like, what is your problem?
They were trying to bang it up and send me on my way when I went to pay. I'm like, I'm dining in.
Right.
And
this is not the place for service, is
right,
what Christina
right.
said.
Clearly, I should have grabbed and gone, man. Dang, my bad.
Somebody texted it in. We're going to leave with this because this is so good. Somebody said, so they're going to go to HR to say no one likes Josefina or no one likes this coworker. She's doing a good job. Don't worry about it. HR is not worried about it as long as she's doing her job. Leave it alone. She'll get it eventually.
Boom.
That part. We want you to hang out with us next month. We want you to join us. I don't see the problem.
It's literally a month away, huh?
Literally. 103.7 Kiss FM. In 1 month, we are going to be downtown. Me and DZ and everybody else at Kiss FM, the entire Odyssey family here in Milwaukee, because we have four stations in this building, mm-hmm. which people always ask me these questions. And we're going to be walking for Susan G. Komen. We're going to be there. We're going to be up there. We're going to shout out. We're going to kick off the walk.
Susan G.
We're going to be there.
Susan G.
We're going to help host it with Susan G. Komen. We're going to be on a microphone screaming at people. Let's go!
Run faster or walk at whatever pace you'd like.
But I'm really excited to be back at the More Than Pink Walk because it's free and we get to have our own team.
Yeah.
And I love having our own team because then it becomes a competition.
Well, we're the All-Stars, so it's only fitting we name our team the All-Stars.
The Odyssey All-Stars.
We out here, whole lotta.
Yes. So if you go to 1037kissfm.com, there's a link right there on the front page on how to join our team. And like I said, there's no sign-up fee. So like right. You can sign up to be on our team to walk for breast cancer for Susan G. Komen, and then you're in. There's mm-hmm. no, there's nothing. You just show up.
Yep.
Or don't.
You can still be a part of the team if you mm-hmm. like to donate to the cause, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But honestly, it's about showing up, being yeah. a part of. So September 24th, that's a Sunday, we're going to be out there doing our thing.
I remember one of the first times I ever got to experience the walk downtown, because it's right by the lakefront. I had met a woman, Trish, she may be listening right now. This was over 15 years ago. And she walked up and she's like, I got diagnosed with breast cancer yesterday.
Wow.
So I decided to come to the walk today.
Wow.
Because I heard you guys talking about this. And I met her and she's okay now. And she went through a whole lot of stuff, but she's okay.
Yeah.
But it was like such a memory. I've met so many people.
Talk about a core memory.
And so many people going through breast cancer mm-hmm. or someone in their family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, and men get it too.
Well, and the chance that you know somebody
or know somebody
that has gone through breast cancer is very high.
Yeah, I mean,
very high.
I said yesterday, I lost my aunt to breast cancer. Mm. We have a coworker whose mom survived, is a mm-hmm. survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been quite a journey for him, you know.
Distant cousin on my side mm-hmm. and a very close family friend that, yeah, also diagnosed with breast cancer, went through it. They both are doing yeah. well, but mm-hmm. it's prevalent. You know, it's something to talk about.
And our coworker, Elizabeth, is going through it right now. Just mm-hmm. found out she has the BRCA gene, you know, which is something everybody's been learning about. So yeah. she's going through her stuff that she's sharing on the air. So we're going to be out there. You can join our team and we can't wait to see you. Go to 1037kissfm.com. It's totally free. Just sign up for our team and we'll see you at the More Than Pink Walk, which
right.
all of that goes back to Wisconsin. Because that's another thing. I'll be blunt and make it awkward in here when people go, some of these people send our money to, they don't come back to the community. No, actually, Susan G. Komen gives right back to Southeastern Wisconsin. It goes right back. So it's coming back to our people.
In case you wondered or cared.
I know that you don't want to help anyone else. But it's here. It's coming here. So we're fine.
The key is awareness, people. Awareness.
Thank you, DZ. Go sign up for our team. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. And I'm not going to lie.
This one sounds spicy, dog.
I'll say it.
This one sounds mad spicy.
She wrote into our Kiss Facebook, and we're going to use it today because it's spicy. And I.
How else do you say it?
I don't know. We'll read it next, okay? Kiss FM. Whew, good luck. Hold on. Did you just say you're going to announce the gender of your baby tomorrow?
Said maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I just about had a heart attack because I'm in.
I make no confirmation.
But
we'll see.
I am patient for once. I will not pressure you, DZ. But whenever you and Aaron want to share what baby you're having in November, because you already know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know.
You already know.
We know.
Then you tell me and we'll shout it out.
We'll tell everybody.
We'll tell everybody.
It's a.
I'm going to say it for now.
There we go.
We'll find out what it is.
Soon enough, possibly tomorrow. Maybe.
Before we get into Am I the Jerk, I wanted to read to you an update from yesterday.
What happened? Wait, an update from what?
If you missed it yesterday, am I the jerk? And if you didn't miss it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yesterday, Melissa had written in and she was upset because, remember, her best friend was spending time with her ex-husband.
Right.
When she confronted her best friend, the best friend said, well, it's for the kids. The kids are friends, so I go over there.
But No big deal.
She was finding out her best friend was at her ex-husband's house till midnight. Mm-hmm. There was some weird, you know, she thought it was girl code.
She didn't feel comfortable by it.
So we talked about it yesterday. Well, she wrote us an email yesterday afternoon and said, thank you so much. I'm not going to lie. When I heard it on the radio, I had a oh no moment because people write in and they go, oh God, this is real.
Oh, it's me.
Melissa. She said, but I'm glad I got a lot of other opinions. And then Melissa said, get this. I talked to my friend again last night to reiterate my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was, quote, we've built such a good friendship outside of your marriage. I value him just as much as I value you.
Ooh,
and Melissa then wrote, be bye. Time to take the trash out of my life. So that's the update. Melissa ended the friendship with the best friend after she once again reiterated her feelings. Her friend said, sorry, I value him as much as I value you.
I'm friends with both
Deuces.
Of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Those two are having an affair, I'm convinced. Ooh. Moving on. I said what I said. Let's move on to today's, though.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one, once again, had me going, wow, just wow. And I'm actually more shocked by the one who wrote in, but let me read it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said, good morning, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for convincing my stepkids not to see their biological mom anymore?
Oh. Okay, huh?
She says, Kelly, and she names the city she's from. I'll leave that part out just to be nice, yeah. Just to be careful here. Kelly wrote in and said, I am a stepmother to a 12 and 15-year-old. Am I the jerk for convincing the kids not to see their bio mom anymore? I can sit here and write a novel of everything, but we'd be here all day. Bio mom is literally scummy and lazy, and the kids always come home smelling bad. The kids usually call us to pick them up early because they end up hating it there, and they always come back stinking. The kids are always cooped up in the house with nothing to do. The bio mom never takes them anywhere, leaves them filled with empty promises. Putting it nicely, it's a very toxic situation.
Mm-hmm.
Their stepdad, so the mom must be remarried as well, is always picking fights with the kid, the 15 and the 12-year-old, being influenced to get her nose pierced.
What?
I wish the mom will stop letting everyone parent them, and the kids are old enough to make the choice of not wanting to go anymore. So my husband and I are trying to get the kids to stop going over to their biological mom's house.
Mm.
They said, don't let your mom make you feel bad. She literally guilt trips them and bribes them about going out, and they never do. So long story short, I've been trying to convince my stepkids to stop going before we have to take any legal actions. Am I the jerk for conveying to the kids to stop going to their biological mom's house, Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly, this is spicy.
Kelly, you're so out of line right now, it's not even funny. Mm. You're not even the biological parent, the husband. Your husband, first of all, should be writing in, not you.
Well, yeah.
And second of all, because now I'm getting triggered, clearly there's issues. You've stated your case, but you are not in the position to tell the kids to stop talking to, because that's their mom. That's their mom.
You can't make that decision for those kids.
You cannot do this. As much as you don't like parents or the other parent or the co-parenting, that's that kid's parent.
Mm-hmm.
That's that kid's mom.
Unless you're fully ready.
You're saying
ready.
Things that are mean that are going to affect them whether you know it or not.
Yeah, unless you're fully ready to go at bat and take this 100% to court, you can't try to convince them kids about nothing, man. You playing sides and you trying to be real convincing and manipulative is what it feels like. Even the dad trying to pin the kids against the mother seems a little off to me. They're old enough to make that distinction and decision for themselves without you coaxing that out of them.
Well, in 12 and 15, you're going to take legal action. You're about out of time. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, what do you... Enough.
Yeah.
At 15?
Yeah.
I mean, the 12-year-old, maybe you could have some... And I get it if... I was waiting, though, to hear how the kids were doing bad at school or suffering, or tell me, like, it was all... Here's why the mom sucks.
Yeah. Y'all don't like the mother.
We get that. The mom is clearly doesn't make the kids bathe. We don't know what's going on.
You guys parent differently. Mm-hmm. When they're with mom, they do mom things. When they're with dad, they do dad things.
Or they don't do anything with mom, it sounds like. However, not the point. Again, not your business.
What I'm also leaning on to where I'm like kind of torn is the fact that you're taking care of the kids, right? And you feel like they're not taking care of the kids to the same degree. I understand where you'd want to be protective. This is being protective.
Well, she thinks she's doing the right thing because she's protecting.
Yeah. How long has she been in their kids' lives, though?
Yeah.
If she hasn't really been around for the mainstay or the long stay, if she hasn't helped raise these kids, you don't have a skin in this game, man.
Well, the fact that you were able to write the... Listen, I've been in a place where I had a horrible co-parenting relationship, and then it gets better over time, mm-hmm. and you work on these things, mm-hmm. and now there's no drama, right? But it took years. But when I see someone write into a radio station saying, the biological mom is scummy, lazy, you're talking about your those are your stepkids, that's their mom.
That's their mother.
That's their
mother.
Mom. You're writing into a radio station and saying all these like horrible, mm-hmm. like, what if they heard that? Mm-hmm. That you should never want those kids to hear you. And I'm guessing you're saying that in front of them as well.
Isn't this about the kids primarily,
the kids.
Though? You want the best life for your kid. And if you feel like they're not getting that with their biological mm-hmm. mother, maybe the biological mother really is this poor of a human being. Mm-hmm. And the stepmother and the father are just looking to be as protective as possible. That's where I'm coming from and going, maybe they're not jerks in this situation.
Maybe they're not, but then do something about it. If you got a kid, you think it's so bad, go to court then. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough. If it's mm-hmm. that bad, go get the kids.
Collect the proof and make sure that you got it legally. Don't try to coax these kids into that. Don't bring the kids into something you're trying to protect the kids from, basically.
I think the thing that I just had to learn that was that every parent who's not together, who's co-parenting, needs to learn is when you look at your kids and you say something negative about the other parent, you're basically saying something negative about them. Because they're half of that. Yep. Half of them is that parent.
I get it. No, I get it.
But as we get all in our own feelings and emotional, mm-hmm. and then we don't get it. 414-533-1037. Now I'm just lecturing on co-parenting. I'm not even giving an opinion anymore.
But we need to decide if she's the jerk.
Yes. I'm going jerk for even dealing with it this way.
I ain't decided yet, straight up.
We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Kelly sent a Facebook message, which I self-admittedly triggered the hell out of me because I co-parent and I didn't like this message very much. But Kelly wanted to know if she's a jerk for basically convincing her stepkids to stop seeing their biological mom anymore. She said they go over there. The mom's no good. The kids come back smelling. The bio mom always makes promises. Goes on and on and on to the list of why the bio mom is bad.
And why she doesn't like the bio mom.
Yeah, and there's a 12 and a 15-year-old involved. So they want to know if, she wants to know if she's the jerk. Amy is in Germantown this morning. We're going to get right into it. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Well, what do we think here? Is Kelly the jerk for convincing the stepkids not to see their biological mom anymore?
Oh my gosh, she's 100,000,000% the jerk.
Not the million.
No, we're in the billions on my side. I mean, we're so far deep on. It is so far. Go on, Amy.
Break it down,
okay,
Amy.
There's no number high enough to say how much she's the jerk.
It's just so wrong.
Those are not her children. Mm-hmm. If there is an issue at the bio mom's house, the dad
needs to be dealing with it. Amen. Amen.
Needs to confront the mom. She needs to butt the bleep out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. She loves the kids, but she sounds it sounds wacky to say this as well. Like, nobody sounds stable in this. Because she's going, we want to take them away from their mom. That's their mom.
That's
their mom. Is the mom abusing them? Mm. Or is she just not making them shower? Right. Like, what is going on here? Because, yeah, they need to take care of themselves and do hygiene and showering, and that matters. But, like, I'm waiting for the big one here.
Is there a chance the biological mother and the stepmother at odds because the stepmother feels like she cares and loves for the kids more than the biological mother does?
Of course she does. She's saying it in the message.
And that may be it.
Mm. She does feel that
way. And that may be it. And it's great that, you know, she's taking on these children that aren't hers and loving them. That's awesome. But there comes a line. Mm. Bio mom, bio dad.
Yeah.
Not step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The step parents are now arguing and the bio parents aren't even in the argument, you got a real issue on your... Like, now what are you doing?
Right.
it just doesn't even make sense.
Right.
The bio parents have to be involved in these conversations.
Too many lines of communication gets crossed and everybody's confused. Yeah. I hear y'all.
Well, but yeah, nope. She is definitely a jerk.
All right.
And let the kids decide. If the kids go, you know, Doozy, whatever her name is, I don't remember, I don't want to go there anymore. Okay, then say something, but you don't try to convince anybody, especially a child who needs all the love they can get.
That's right.
Who's to say bio mom probably still loves them? She just may not be able to take them places. Well, you know what? You don't have to take your kids places. That's a.
I was going to say, when they said that, she's always telling them she's going to take them. I go, the fact that we take our kids anywhere is a luxury, okay? Because when I was a kid, we went to the street with our bike. That's where I went. We didn't go to the fair and the zoo and the this and the that like kids do. We didn't go to the trampoline park. We went to the street and we played.
We went to the park.
And our parents weren't horrible for it because they didn't take us places. You know what I mean?
We took ourselves.
Right, it's called being independent.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, but Amy kicks it off. She says, a million bajillion gajillion percent a jar.
All right, Amy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Carrie's in Racine. Carrie, good morning. Do you think that Kelly's a jerk for trying to convince her stepkids not to see their biological mom?
Oh, absolutely. She's a jerk. Mm-hmm. So my husband has custody of his sons, my husband of 20 years. So I have been involved in raising them. Mm-hmm. And when they were younger, we went through a similar issue. And my job as a stepmom was to manage the kids' expectations. So they'd be so excited, oh, mom's going to do this, or mom's going to do that.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, just remember, like, that's great, that's awesome if they do, if she does. But if not, that's okay, too. We're going over to see mom, and you're still going to have fun.
This is a good step-parent.
That's what's important.
Carrie, you're giving me goosebumps because you're giving an example of what a good step-parent would do. You would talk positively about their other parent, whether you think it or not.
Yeah.
And you would try to be positive because that's their parent, and that's a reflection on them and how they're going to feel about themselves depending on how you talk to them. About the other parent.
Absolutely.
You know? Carrie, thank you for being you. Carrie, if I ever need another stepmom for my kids, I'll call you.
Be ready at the phone, Carrie. We don't need you.
I love it. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said something similar happened to me. Me, the dad, and the stepmom actually ended up going to court. They were trying to get custody. They ultimately completely lost their custody.
Ooh.
The judge was like, you're crazy for trying to take the kids away from their mom. Whew, that's awkward.
Nobody ever wants to take a kid from their parent, man. No. It's the worst thing in the world.
But they do, according to Kelly. Well, Kelly does.
It happens all the time, but doesn't it tear people apart?
You would want that to be the ultimate last decision.
Mm-hmm.
Even the foster care system, they're like, we want it to be the last thing that we take these away from their
every
parents.
Time. Yep.
Melissa's in Kenosha this morning. Melissa.
Good morning.
Morning, Melissa. Hold on.
Two jerks.
Is today about to be a sweep?
Maybe. What do you think, Melissa?
Jerk.
Jerk!
Oh, so brooms! Bring out we sweepy today. Everybody's sweepy, sweepy.
I agree with everybody. I am a stepmom.
Yeah.
I have two. My sons are older, though, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, if something's wrong at the mom's house, then you and the dad should deal with it in custody, but it's their mom.
And technically, the worst is I'm a social worker background, and technically at the age of 14, the kids have a choice on whether or not where they want to go.
Really?
So, yes, in the state of Wisconsin, they have a choice.
Oh, interesting.
And then some parents go, where would you like to? And some parents fight it and some don't.
My two stepsons live with me and my husband and their dad and their two half sisters. But we didn't tell them to do that. They chose to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you let them go see their mom whenever they want, right?
Right.
Because that would be normal.
They're 21 and 18.
Oh, they
grown. They grown. Girl, bye. You don't want to be here. Bye. But
they want to go. They can go with their mom no matter what. At the end of the day, she birthed them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guarantee you,
as I call
Melissa.
Them, they're my bonus sons. I'm glad to be a part of their lives. I'm glad to be in their lives. They have a mom, a stepmom, and a dad.
That part. That part. Mm-hmm. And you guys work as a team because I guarantee you, Melissa's never gone, do you guys want to go to your mom's house? It always stinks over there, doesn't it?
Like, imagine how horrible that. When you say it like that, it sounds horrible because it is horrible.
Doesn't it? Mm.
Yeah. Melissa, thank you for calling. Thanks for being a good stepmom. Good bonus mom.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Later, Melissa.
So there it is. It's a clean sweep.
Where'd all these brooms come from?
somebody did write in and say they didn't actually think the person who wrote in was the jerk.
Really?
But I think they got triggered maybe because they said, I've been in the exact situation, but as the kid. And if the bio dad is saying something as well, I think she's in the right as long as she's been raising the kids from a very young age, which we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
And that's what I was asking about. How long has she been involved? Because then that could change the way she really feels. She could feel like they're her own, right?
I guess. But if the kids have always been going back and forth, they are her own and the mom's. Like, they're everybody's.
At the end of the day, it was a sweep.
Clean sweep.
Woof.
Coming up next, are you going to force me to tell the story?
Yeah.
What a guy did?
Oh, yeah.
At my house?
Yeah.
Next. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I guess I'm going to share one of the wildest stories yet.
Oh, you're going to have to share. There's no question about this, bro. You said this to me and I went,
I told DZ a story about what a gentleman did at my house that still has me in awe.
A real gentleman.
I mean, this is one of those, I feel like this would be a Sex and the City episode. There was always a theme to every episode on why did the guy act like this? Like, this would be an episode if I could write an episode.
Mm-hmm. Just break it down, dog.
Okay, so there's, you know, I got a few men on my roster, and one of them... who none of them deserve any airtime, though. This is why we don't even go to... So there's this guy at my house that I'm friends with.
You hanging out with a friend.
It's my friend. If the kids ask, it's my friend.
You hanging out with a friend, for sure.
And this friend decided to... We decided to have a sleepover.
Yeah.
And so we're having a sleepover. And then the alarms go off in the morning. And what does the man who's at my house for the sleepover decide to do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he take down the fort?
He did not.
Okay. Oh.
We left the fort up.
Bet.
He got out of his sleeping bag on the floor.
Out the bunk bed, for sure.
My kids are listening back. And he walked into my bathroom, which I have a bathroom attached to a master bath.
Oh, you got your own restroom. You don't share a bathroom.
Off of my bedroom.
Yep.
And I can see directly into the bathroom. And the toilet is like facing me. If the door is not closed, I can see the toilet.
You can see inside.
From my bed.
Yeah.
This gentleman, DZ, got up and... walked into the bathroom and sat down to pee, but then it gets worse. Left the door open and then started talking to me. Easy.
This is your best friend.
Dude, it's not like I've known this guy for years. I'm like, we've been on like 3 dates. Why are you peeing with the door open, sitting down in front of me? Like, this is a real story. And so I've been sitting on this for like a week or two.
No pun.
And I came to work and I go, DZ, is this weird? Because I don't know why he did this. And I don't know why he thought this was a turnoff. Like, you got up, you walked into my bathroom, you sat down to pee, and then you started talking to me with the door open. Like, I could not.
What was the conversation like? I just gotta know what he was talking about,
dog. He started explaining to me why he sits down to pee.
Yeah! That's even worse. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir.
I said... wow, you're really sitting down to pee. And I'm like, you know, trying to just be non-judgmental.
I don't, no. I'll be judgmental. I got you.
DZ, what just happened? Like, and then I went to work and I still can't get over this bizarre story.
Nah, this is mad weird.
Is this weird?
Well, yes, very weird. Very, very weird, man. There are limited situations where I sit down to relieve myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know some guys do it. So I was trying not to be judgmental, but at the same time, it was like with the door open while talking to me.
No.
On like, I don't know you like that.
All of
that,
the layers.
This is marriage stuff. Like, this is not dating stuff. This guy took me to a marriage level and I didn't want to be there. I
is was that
like,
why you got a ring on?
Shut up.
Allie.
Shut up.
Dang.
There is no ring. And if you pee in front of me sitting down, there's definitely
no ring.
There's
definitely no ring.
The answer is no. Okay, talk to me.
For me, it's the layers. It's the layers. Not only
did he
stand up about the sleeping bag on the floor. And
from the fort.
From the fort.
That we had to sleep over.
And walk into the restroom. He left the door open. One.
That was crazy.
First and foremost, left the door open. That's a level of comfort you experience later in life.
Because at first I thought, wow, he feels real. This is what women do. We go, he feels so comfortable with me. But then it got weird. Go on.
But then he got so comfortable that he went, you know what? My legs ain't quite awake yet this morning. Let me sit down.
Like, We're too comfortable.
Way too comfortable. Still left the door open and then proceeded to have a mid-pee conversation with you talking about, well, this is the reasons why I sit down. No explanation needed. Had you closed the door, I wouldn't have known what you were doing in there. You could have had your full privacy, Popeye. You didn't need to do any of that. Why are you sitting down to pee? Okay, so why?
Right. Okay, so thank you.
I'm not trying to lose my cool here. I'm just wondering as to why this man thought it was way more comfortable to sit down. You know what?
I don't know. I'm looking at the text right now, and somebody said, my boyfriend will come in the bathroom and sit on me while I'm on the toilet. Sorry, but that one's weird. Okay, they're both weird.
Y'all are both weird, and y'all clearly are meant for each other.
But anyway, DZ, you were saying.
This dude is OC right now. I don't know if you're planning on cutting him from the roster, but this is definitely chopping block behavior because you only get weirder from here, fam.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't seen him since then. And so
I wonder why.
Yeah, I'm like, this was so weird. And you know what sucked about it was I had a really good time. Like, we had a fun night, and then it got weird. And I go, why? And this is why it is a Sex in the City episode, because it always comes back to why.
Buddy probably
are you like this?
Got in the car and went,
thought nothing of it.
He might have thought something of it and went, oh, it's over. I just sat down and peed in front of her.
With the door open.
Ain't no way. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
So I'm not overthinking or being too picky by saying this was a little weird for me.
I think that was hella strange.
Like, it was a turnoff.
I don't doubt it.
The nice way to say it is, and there's no a turnoff.
You might as well have pooped, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's marriage stuff. And then I'm just really turned off. Like, now I'm like, I'm here to date and have fun. Like, and now you're sitting down to pee in front of me?
We ain't there yet, Poppy.
We're definitely not there yet.
And we ain't gonna get nowhere else after this because that was mad weird.
So you're saying either cut him because it's gonna get weirder from here.
He pre-warmed the toilet seat up for you,
it's
G.
So weird.
Like, I'm sorry, but was he trying to just be less messy? Because then you just got to control your stream, Papa. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go from this besides cut him. I really don't.
So weird.
Mad weird. Extra weird.
I'm just in awe. Like, I'm in... I see a lot dating.
I don't know what happened.
I have stories for days if you want to have a drink sometime, and I'll tell you a million dating stories. This one is a new one for me.
Man, this ain't even dumpster fire worthy, G.
This is bizarre.
This is past dumpster.
This is marriage. We're married. You
put the ring back on.
He put the ring on. He peed in front of me sitting down.
The toilet ring.
On the third date. Why? What is going on?
Some people's children, I swear.
Anna in Milwaukee texted in, run, Allie, LOL.
Somebody said, this is 3-year behavior, not three date.
Time to go.
Phew, gone. Gee.
I just had to share.
Anywho.
You see, I won't commit to actually cutting them, though. Do you like that? I won't commit to that on the air because I'm like, I'm not sure yet.
Well, I mean, it was weird, but I like weird.
I mean, but before that, it was fine.
This might be what would DZ do?
It honestly is, and I'll leave you with this. Someone texted in and said, would you prefer the guy to stand up and pee while talking to you? Yes.
Yeah, there's something about that that just makes more sense to me. I don't know.
That would have been way less weird. That would have actually not weirded me out. If he had gone in my bathroom, left the door open, and peed standing up, that would have taken so many weird layers off of it.
I guess call us old fashioned? I don't even know, dog.
Call me new fashion. This is weird, okay? I'm good. So last night, we were in the fort. That's my story for you. Dumpster fire dating back tomorrow, by the way.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Millie Bobby Brown is opening up now about the ending of Stranger Things. She says she knows it can't go on forever. Obviously.
Right.
They're adults now.
I mean, they could go on for a while, but not forever.
I guess.
Y'all gonna go to college next for sure.
She did an interview about the fifth and final season, right? And about how she feels about it. She said she thinks she's ready. She says it's been such a huge factor in her life, but it's kind of like graduating high school.
Oh.
It's like senior year, which isn't that a funny, like, analogy for a child actor? Like, the end of Stranger Things for her is the same as us graduating from high school because she spent her childhood not in school.
Instead,
acting.
She was on set. Mm-hmm. So it really was her graduating year.
Here's your diploma. Now you get to go to college if you want, which really means big boy time, like movies.
Yeah. Now you graduate on to other things, not Stranger Things.
And, you know, so the character 11, we won't see anymore. But I keep forgetting, too. Isn't she with...
She's with John Bon Jovi's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and people don't realize, this is one of those like random facts that Millie Bobby Brown is engaged to John Bon Jovi's
son. They are engaged, too. Yeah. I remember we talked about that.
It's just random. It's like one of those, did you know?
No, I didn't.
From Stranger Things is marrying Bon Jovi's kid. And people are like, no, what? I didn't. That was random, but okay, thanks.
I mean, I guess the evolution of 11, you know, is moving on to Bon Jovi.
Well, hey, whatever. Whatever makes you happy. So,
right?
Fifth season going to be ending, and she's ready to graduate.
Good for her. Cap and gown, here it is.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing great because we have John Oliver tickets at 9:20 this morning.
Sure do. He's a funny mother lover.
He's coming to town at the end of September, the Miller High Life Theater. So your chance to win those in less than an hour here on KISS FM. I have questions for you.
You got questions for me?
Yes.
About what?
Your doctor appointment yesterday.
Oh.
That I didn't even know you had. Until just now.
We've had plenty doctor's
Rude.
Appointments. Man, you know what? My wife is pregnant.
She is?
Yeah. In case you missed it.
How far along are we now?
We're like 6 months deep, man.
Okay.
Yes.
Because she's due November?
November. Mm-hmm. November. So 6 months deep. We had a routine follow-up checkup. We got another one coming up in a couple days.
How often do you go?
Well, at least once a month.
Because with Sammy, your two-year-old, he was premature. He was in the hospital for 2 months.
Yep. My wife developed preeclampsia. We delivered at 7 months, mm-hmm. 2 full months early from our actual due date. So my wife is high risk. So mm-hmm. I think she gets checked up and will get
checked up
more frequently.
That's what they do. Yeah,
checking blood pressure, ultrasounds, measuring growth. So yesterday was an ultrasound that we had, and we actually got to see 3D baby. It was cute. You know,
we got to see the little Bambino.
You know, we got to Bambino Bambina.
I need to forget that we don't know what the gender is
exactly.
Yet, do we? Well, Bambina Bambino.
Either one. But we got to see baby B, if you will. And the features are beautiful. We got even more so excited.
Let me see it again. Give it back to me. Your wife texted me, by the way. Erin texted me. I love this. And she goes, did Daniel show you the ultrasound picture?
Did you see?
And I wrote your wife back and I said, he just showed me. And she goes, well, you never know with Daniel.
I'm liable to not.
Which is funny because you said the same thing. You said, my wife's texting you because you never know with me if I remembered to show you.
The funny part is I had showed you maybe 10 minutes before that, right?
Look at it. I'm going to call it it. Since we haven't announced any gender. Look at it.
Look at it. But
it is so cute.
Thank you. Thank you, yo.
These 3D ultrasounds are wild.
Crazy.
Like, this looks like a grown man or woman. Like, I'm like, it's just a bald adult.
Insane, all of the feet.
The features is why I say that.
The cheeks, the eyelids, the nose. You can see the lips. You can see full like curvature. You were sitting there looking at the baby going, this little human being is already out here, adult.
And depending on the view.
You know, she grown out here.
The ultrasound, depending on how I look, one side, I'm like, that's a boy. On the other side, I'm like, oh, it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
No matter how I look at the ultrasound, I'm like, I know by the face.
Do you know? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe not. I said it. Maybe I didn't.
It is so cute. Okay, so back to the doctor appointment.
Yeah.
So you get the 3D ultrasound, which they didn't exist when I had Owen and Hudson.
Right.
You're so lucky. Those are so cool.
These are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and the nurse is like, okay, well, we're going to clean you up and now we're going to do the 3D. And I went, what 3D?
Aww.
The child in me went, Got the 3D image, saw baby B and went, wow.
Yeah.
Look at those features. She or he is going to be amazing.
Amazing.
But so what they did yesterday also was measured the baby's growth,
Okay. Checked
Aaron's blood pressure, all those things, because Aaron developing preeclampsia, if you don't know, preeclampsia is your blood pressure skyrockets dangerously high. Mm-hmm. And she's always had perfect blood pressure.
Right.
So when this happened with Sammy, we went, okay. Yeah. Now we know to keep an eye on it heavily. So they checked all that.
I want to take away from your experience because yours was way worse. I had a decent birth. births. But Owen and Hudson both were at 37 weeks because I was totally fine. And at 37 weeks, my blood pressure shot up at the end. And they were like, well, that's, we're just going to take
it
out.
We don't like that. Yeah.
But I had no issues until then. So I get it, because that could, it can kill. You can have a stroke.
And that's
like
how
the
it
mom
happens.
Can have a stroke.
That's
like
how
they
it happens.
Have to take the baby out.
And it happens so quick. You know, you got to be conscious about that. So when you do get the chance to be, you know, picked out of the lineup early and get monitored, amazing. So we're very thankful for our doctors, the team, everybody. You know, we had a brief consultation with like neurology as far as like anesthesia, and got another consultation coming up. Well, because my wife has other conditions from her childhood that make giving birth a little different for us. It does.
Layers on layers, huh?
It's the onion, this is a cake, this is tres leches, this is everything. But everything as far as today
knock
and right now,
wood.
Knock on wood, going great. Baby's already measuring bigger than their older brother.
Really?
Yes. So
bigger than Sammy was. Well, that's good news, because then hopefully we're going to get close to full term with this one, and you're not going to have the stress of having a baby in the hospital for 2 months, because I can't imagine not being able to take my baby, like my baby, home. I know this happens all the time.
All the time.
That, you know, or not at all even. Some people lose children, but to have your kid in the NICU for that long, just so knock on wood, this is not going to go that way this
for
time.
For real. Everybody keep your fingers crossed.
Well, you're traumatized.
G.
You were traumatized by the first birth, even though you have a healthy, happy kid. That's like scary.
So it was crazy to hear that our next born already weighs more, already is measuring larger. Baby Sammy was born 2 pounds, 10 ounces. Small.
Crazy.
This baby's already 2 pounds, 12 ounces. Already got a whole 2 ounces on him. Listen, there might be some sibling battles, I'm saying, because this next baby might come out ready and coming out swinging.
The younger one's going to come out like a linebacker, boy or girl.
Little sister, little brother going to come out ready to go, beefy. I'm here for it.
Somebody texted in and said, Allie, yes, they did. 3D has been around for 20 years. Okay, no, that's right. You could get them, but it was a whole ordeal when I had Owen and Hudson 12 years ago. To get a 3D, you had to go somewhere special, specific. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. You just go to the doctor's office and they have them everywhere. It wasn't like that back then, and you had to pay for it
a lot.
So yeah, they existed, but it was not the everyone I know gets the 3D now, which is so neat.
Everyone
but
gets
that
the 3D
wasn't the
now.
Case when Owen was born 12 years ago. It just wasn't.
Nope, sure wasn't.
So, I have an ultrasound picture somewhere
in the baby book somewhere.
And it looks like an alien, like everybody else's baby. You can always text in or call if you have any questions for DZ and Aaron about the upcoming birth of their baby in November, 414-533-1037. But I'm just glad to hear it went really good. And I'm glad to hear she's feeling good.
Yes.
And we're on a better track this time.
Yes.
And hopefully we're going to have a smooth birth.
Yeah, buddy. Knock on wood for all that.
When are you going to announce the gender?
I'm going to do it right
now. The sex. You are?
No. I got him.
Damn it, DZ.
No. You know what? I feel like, you know.
It's up to you. I'm never, you know what? I joke, but I'm not pressuring you. You can announce it after the baby's born for all I care. But when? But when? Give me an answer.
This conversation has kind of like inspired me. Maybe tomorrow we'll let people guess. You down for that?
The whole show they can guess. And we won't tell until the end. It'll be great. The whole show.
Why'd you go evil on it?
Because I am. Move over. We're going to find out though what this baby is tomorrow.
You know what? Yeah. Tomorrow, we'll let people guess.
Or maybe we'll shout out in the middle of the show. You just have to listen to the whole. We're not going to tell you when we're going to shout out.
Yo, no, when we going to say it?
I say we like it's my baby. Like, when are we going to announce what me, Aaron, and DZ are having?
Allie gets to announce what we're having.
I'll tell you tomorrow. Not because they let me announce, because I railroaded everyone.
I made them announce.
And I told them I was going to announce it.
So here's the envelope. We're doing a baby reveal.
And now. All right. 414-533-1037. Text or call any questions you have. But like I said, I'm just happy that it's going smoothly. And now I'm really excited because tomorrow we're going to find it out.
Ooh.
What it is, a boy or a girl.
Ooh.
Are we?
Maybe.
Oh, dang it. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Somebody texted in, DZ, and said, I didn't get a 3D ultrasound. I just wanted to be surprised.
What?
Well, I think it's so cool how your ultrasound looks so neat, DZ, because you brought that in from yesterday's appointment.
Well, and it's only an ultrasound of like the face. So if you still want to be surprised on as far as like the gender, you don't want to know like us, you can see the face and see what the baby looks like.
It's not going to tell you.
No. And right now they're still half aliens. That's, you don't know, you know, girl, boy, whatever they want to be.
We love them and they're cute. But like you said, they look like aliens, like until they come out. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
And even when they come out, still a little alien-ish.
And even more if they're bald. Even more. Listen, Emma's in Cudahy. I'm a little nervous. She wouldn't tell me what she wants to ask you.
So we gonna let her ask me?
I don't know, I guess. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
What's the secret? What do you want to ask DZ about the baby?
Big secret question.
You have all the furniture already assembled.
Oh.
I want to yell on this on air with you. Do you have it all assembled?
This is actually a great question. Are you ready?
Trick question. Yes, we are, because all of the stuff never got disassembled from Sammy.
Sammy's only two.
Yeah.
The crib is still up, isn't it?
Crib is still up.
He's only two. Of course it is. The high chair.
The bassinet was in a side closet at our last house, so yep. It never got taken apart. We are ready to go. Emma, the only thing we don't have is diapers for the new baby because we don't know what size we need yet.
Hold on.
I'm not ready enough.
Auntie Allie just is making a trip to Target today. We're going to get every size they got. Newborn 1, 2, 3, 4, baby.
Perfect, because Sammy's in a 5.
Wait, if...
That's all we need. Oh, parents are going crazy right now with these diaper sizes.
Parents get it, let me tell you.
Oh, they do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hold on.
Hey, my sister wants to say hi because she listens with me every day.
Well, does she have a box of diapers to drop off? Otherwise, we're busy.
She's little. She's only 6.
Hey, youngin'. What's your sister's name?
Aww.
Hi, Nene.
Hi.
Leah.
Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Leah.
We appreciate you listening.
Aww.
I always tell her that I get on air. She's like, really? And then she'll always, and if I get on to Am I the Jerk, she'll always listen to the re-listen and she'll be so excited.
That's so cool.
She does the replay on the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. Yep. We post the whole show without music or commercials after the show. People don't realize that. My own friends the other day were like, really? I'm like, you know, could you support me a little?
You don't know about Allie and DZ on demand?
You got a whole damn podcast every day. You don't know this?
What's wrong with y'all, man?
Thanks for being a friend.
Everything was going so good. Emma, I appreciate that. You had to check in, make sure I was doing the good dad deeds. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. Only thing we got to do is go get diapers. So
and you better go to Target and Walmart and get and clean off those shelves.
Yup.
She told you.
Honestly, I'm going to grab some baby formula just in case.
What color is the room?
No, the room is still the regular color. It's
an
eggshell white. We haven't painted anything.
What color are the onesies you've been given?
Don't worry about it. We like neutral colors.
What color paint did you buy for the room when you finally painted?
I will not be revealing the baby's gender, Allie. You ain't going to trick me into this.
Are you keep the crib the color it is?
It
wouldn't be really revealing. Like, what if you want your baby girl to have a blue room?
Oh, she said girl.
True. Maybe we do want baby girl to have a blue room.
Yeah. Colors are...
What if you paint pink?
What if we want baby boy to have pink?
Hold on. I am so the person who will... I'll put my boys in pink. I'll put girls in blue. I don't give a damn.
One of my
this.
Favorite colors is pink.
The color thing is so stupid. However, Barbie just came out. So
purple.
I feel like we got forced back into the gender colors with Barbie.
True.
Did we not?
Even though people don't realize pink used to be a boy color and blue used to be a girl color, but that's a different conversation argument for another day.
Right?
Emma keeping me on my toes, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, everything is baby neutral. You too, Emma. We're going to talk to you later. Everything is baby neutral. Nothing is out of color.
That's very 2023. Like, I feel like my 30-year-old friends, they don't do colors as much anymore.
And it's
there's
very
not
us.
A pink-blue garbage anymore, unless you're doing this gender reveal, and then you do it for the show of the color.
And we not. We don't care.
Honest to God, like Ella, you know, my old nanny, your age, everything is gender neutral. Even when she had the girls, she was like, we're not doing colors. Like, we're not doing it.
We don't care if we're neutral ourselves. We wear a lot of grays, a lot of blacks. We wear a lot of tans.
We're all dark people, me included.
You know, like we're jumping
in on this.
Dark colors. Man, my wife's favorite color is blue and mine is too.
Yeah.
And inevitably, we've got neutral colors, browns. So it's not going to give you any indication. And since we are able to use all of the same things like cribs, bassinets, and not worry about gender specific stuff, all of that nonsense is going from one baby to the other anyway.
Yeah.
All we got to do is buy new clothes.
That's right.
And that's still not an indication of the gender.
Nope. And Auntie Allie will be very busy at Target today buying diapers and clothes. I cannot wait. All right, tomorrow we may find out the gender.
Just maybe.
We are.
I'm going to force you to do it. Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ giving away these tickets to John Oliver at the Miller High Life Theater on September 29th. Jessica's on the phone in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So, DZ, Jessica just told me off the air she won tickets to see The Weeknd when we gave them away.
Yeah.
And then he had to cancel. Do you remember that?
Oh, no.
I was like, no.
No.
So I know it's not The Weeknd, but I'm sending you to John Oliver.
Woo! Yay!
Thank you, guys. It's a good replacement, I suppose.
Yeah, we get a do-over prize.
Well, you really were caller 29, so congratulations, Jessica. And I hope you have a great time. Who are you taking with you?
Probably my best friend. Her birthday is in September, so...
Aw, nice.
What a good friend, too,
well,
man.
Yeah, have a great time at the show. And we'll have another chance tomorrow, same time. Last chance to win those tickets.
Ooh-wee, that's right.
And so you better be here tomorrow. Ooh. It is time for Am I the Jerk? Get ready for this one.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.